People want credible reports. They want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. A lot of people won't be able to handle a lot of the truth, but I can tell you right now, I have gathered great information for you, Sarah, on the show. But it comes back to the CCP virus. It was unleashed in China. It is fully the purpose of the Chinese Communist Party. They have covered it up. They have lied about it. They unleashed it. Kill, murder, slaughter, destroy, rob people of their dignity, create slaves. The reason why people do not see it is because the communist regime is the master of deception about it, and now has infected and unleashed this pandemic, which is not a hoax. It is a terrible, terrible virus that has caused millions of Chinese deaths in China, which is going to come out very soon, even more so. I wanted to hint at it, but I'm going to tell you right now, there are the death toll is massive. And look.
With the COVID-19 virus crisis and the number of casualties with the flu, if you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your immunities by now, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense, and for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight viruses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe as long as you are taking high-quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exists. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. Fourth, as Dr. Chu Li stated on a previous show, COVID-19 creates massive amounts of free radicals, which is causing organ failure for those with weaker immune systems. So now it becomes clear you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with black seed oil and curcumin. Why black seed oil and curcumin? Because these two ingredients are the absolute best at supporting C60 to fight viruses and to improve your immune system. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful for building your immunities. And it's now available in gel capsules and by diffuser for more serious needs. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwestall. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do.
And look how it has disrupted the global supply chains. Look how it has disrupted, I mean, up to 6.6 million unemployment claims and soaring. The global economies are crashing. The market is crashing. I mean, my family and your family, everyone's been losing money. Everyone has to stay at home, going crazy by staying at home. Look what the Chinese Communist Party has done. And if anyone aligns with this communist regime, shame on them.
Yeah, no, I get this. So
it boils my blood.
I can imagine, because you've seen so much death. Now, they changed the law of one child, and they're starting to reduce restrictions and everything else in China. Was that a sign that the Communist Party was losing control?
It's a complete lie. They have not changed anything. They are liars. They have said that they stopped organ harvesting. They only used it on 10,000 of their criminals. But that's absolute BS. The one-child policy is fully commencing. They're killing children. They are harvesting. The adrenochrome, I don't know if you've known about the adrenochrome, how, the communist regime is selling the blood. They're selling the blood of the Falun Gong children that have been taken from their Falun Gong parents who have been locked up and sent to death camps. And been selling it from the tortured children, the pineal gland, it's the pituitary gland. They've been selling it to the elites, and it's sick.
The global elites that worship and do ritual sacrifice, they probably are eating that up all day long.
Yes, they are, absolutely. So they use baby soup. They create delicatessens in China with the baby suits, the baby fetuses. Now, Sarah, there is no change in the communist regime. This is a demon specter. This is everything that is coming out of China, all the reports. I mean, unfortunately, the mainstream media is just eating it up. And it's really, really disheartening. And that's why I can tell you that anything that comes out of China is the mouthpiece and the lies of the communist regime. You cannot trust it. And I can tell you right now, anyone who's doing business and aligning with the Chinese Communist Party is going to be brought up on charges because they have serious blood on their hands. That's why I mentioned Davos. I mentioned the globalists. I mentioned the elitists who have been doing serious business with the globalists, with the communist regime. They are all going to be brought up on China because they know full well, they're smart individuals. They know full well about the forced organ harvesting of the Falun Gong. They know full well about the demon nature of the Chinese Communist Party. And yet they stay quiet and they still take profit over human life. And they're going to pay for it.
Okay, well, why would the globalists align with them if they're going to and ultimately lose their power? Are they seeing it? Is there this partnership that they're forming so they can still keep their power, but invest in China? I mean, how is that working?
They're diabolical. Think about it. A psychopath is a psychopath. You can't change psychopath. You try and make friends with poison. It's poison. How can you make friends with poison? How can you make friends with an evil dictator? He'll kill you, because their hearts are so dark and their minds are so twisted that there's no way that they can come back. And, you know,
Is Xi Jinping the leader of that evil regime, or was he somebody who was converting it to something new?
We are still giving him a chance. Put it to you this way. He is still time to change. And we are going to see in the later hours of this darkest hour that we're living in if he is going to do anything positive. He still hasn't ended the persecution of Falun Gong. He still hasn't ended the forced organ harvesting of Falun Gong. His Minister of Health, Wang Jiefu, sits on the Council of the United World Health Organization, refuting all the evidence that this has been confirmed, 52 pieces of evidence of forced organ harvesting going on, a new form of evil. This has never happened in this world on such an advanced, state-sanctioned, state-endorsed and state-mandated level. Not even the Nazis had this kind of technology. No other genocide in history had this kind of technology, this kind of surveillance, this kind of power, this kind of economic fortitude like the communist regime. And he still has done nothing. But the one that has been the arch evil, the arch fiend of the communist regime is not President Xi. It wasn't Hu Jintao. It was a man named Jiang Zemin. He was the former leader of the Chinese Communist Party when the persecution of Falun Gong began. And he was the one who completely outlawed the spiritual movement in 1999 and has been sending hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners to state-mandated hospitals, turning the doctors into murderers and cutting their organs out while alive. Now, there are also confirmed reports that China is the communist regime are performing lung transplantations on coronavirus patients, infected patients, raising concerns about the source of organs. So the communist regime are ramping up the organ harvesting of Falun Gong, because Falun Gong has the freshest organs, the most healthiest organs, because of the exercises and the state of mind that people are in when they practice Falun Gong, basically being more truthful and compassionate and tolerant. And so the communist regime are ramping up their organ harvesting, slaughtering, and then using those organs and selling them back to the infected victims, which are very high-ranking and are very rich in China. But that's not working either. So, yes, President Xi is very much accomplice to this. He hasn't stopped anything. He had many times to stop this, but he hasn't. So, yes, he's still very much a part of the evil.
Okay, well, let's talk about Putin and their alignment with Russia. I've heard from the inside, from people when I was in China, that said don't be confused. China, Russia, and Iran hate each other. That's what he said directly to us. The propaganda is something different. What is your understanding of the relationship between Russia and China and Iran? I guess, well, let's start with Russia first.
I think that I'm not really versed in the expertise in Russia and in Iran connecting with China, but I can tell you this. Anyone who is aligned with the Chinese Communist Party, anybody that is dealing with the red devil, because this is Satan, this is a red devil, this is Satan. Everyone wants to believe in a devil or an evil force. This is it reincarnated as the Chinese Communist Party. There is no other regime on the face of the earth that has caused more death and destruction, more murder, more killing, has more of a despotic nature in history Nazis, fascism, whatever you want to call it. There have been many empires that have killed in order to conquer. As I said, the communist regime conquered in order to kill. Anyone who is aligning with the Chinese Communist Party is going to face retribution. And this is I guess if you're a God-fearing person, this is Revelations. We're not going to get into anything religious here, but I'm just saying, as far as your question, I think Iran and Russia have very much done a lot of business with the Chinese Communist regime, and they're going to face retribution if they continue. That goes for any country and any politician or any world leader, especially the ones in Davos, who have systematically and purposefully made a ton of money with the communist regime in a slave system, and is now colluding with the elitists and the globalist cabal to take over America, to destroy American democracy, to destroy the American Republic, take away the guns, render the American citizens helpless, destroy the Constitution, and then control America with a communist star system, just like with the Chaicoms in China. And with the World Health Organization and the United Nations very much in bed with China's Communist Party, I see a very dark future for these kind of people. So if they are continuing to collude, you know, just look what's happening in Iran. Look at all. Do you think that all the Iranian politicians, the high-ranking politicians, have died for a reason? Think about that. I just want people to realize, think about that. But that's a little bit far-fetched to average people.
Well, yeah, there's a lot there. Coincidences usually don't happen very often in politics. But let me ask you about the cabal that we have in the United States. Okay, ours is very obvious. They're pushing hard towards socialism. Right. I mean, you'd have to be blind not to see that. They're pushing hard to get rid of guns. They're pushing hard to I mean, it's really scary how it's just gone off into Twilight Zone land. But we also know that the cabal here is very active in trafficking of people.
Yes.
And a lot of our politicians are very active in that. And, you know, this adrenochrome and all this other crap. Now, is that part, taking down the Chinese Communist Party, is that entwined with taking down the cabal that's controlling the United States and the global elite?
The global elite and the cabal are colluding with the Chinese Communist Party. Everything that you've seen infiltrating into the American civilization, and I'm an American citizen. For 25 years, I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, where the FBI had to sit down with the FBI, the CIA, Robert David Steele. I've traveled America. I love America. But what I've noticed, especially from since 1995, when I was in the Olympics in 96 in Atlanta, Georgia, all the way up to here, now, I've seen the cultural Marxism, the Chinese Communist Party's poison infiltrate with the cabal, the deep state, and the radical left to destroy the republic, and the pedophilia, and the elitist depopulation projects that the United Nations wants to push, and the communist-style control. Everything is from communist China. The global elite, the cabal, the deep state, the radical left, they love everyone that's pushing socialism, everything that's pushing communism. They love the communist plan. They love the communist star system. It's very unfortunate that they're standing on the dark side of history and the wrong side of history. But this is what they tried to do. Yes.
And are they doing it because they see that's their path for having more power and creating a peasant class, and then they're on top with everything?
Exactly, 100%. 100%. From the Rockefellers to the Rothschilds to the global Henry Kissinger, they've all called for a communist style system. They love the communist style system. Davos very much in bed with the communist regime. Exactly, to call for more power, more tyranny. And
it's a big lie.
It's a big lie.
It's a big lie to tell people that we will control everything and you will have nothing. But they tell us it's for our good.
Exactly.
That's what it feels like. And they're all together.
And they can't get away with it, because the thing is as you can see how they try and push. They cannot. It's you know, and that's why the Patriot movement, the Republic, even with Trump in stopping them from communism basically taking over the world. It's communism versus the free world. And the free world cannot surrender, because if communism takes over, that's it. It's done. This whole world is finished.
What about Agenda 30? Because I've heard that we're so far down the path of Agenda 30, which is essentially what you're talking about, technocracy. Technocracy is a little different than communism, but it's like communism on steroids, kind of. I've heard that we're like almost there. Like it's in full-blown implementation, and this is it.
This is
Are we? I mean, is this our final pushback?
If this is our final pushback, yes, we're in the fight of our lives. Absolutely. This is when this...
We're in a virus.
When this CCP...
So they're trying to beat us. Go ahead.
Yeah, when this CCP virus hit, the intention was to unleash it into America, and thus invade America, take it down, and control it. But it got, for some reason, it was unleashed into China. And this was not a hope, but I think it was a divine intervention, as you might say, for America to rise up and take the stand again, because China will never recover from this. They all say that they are going back to schools and the children are fine and we're all going back to work. What a load of nonsense.
But why would they lie? Because it's going to be found out anyways. They're going to look like complete idiots. Because we're going to know.
Because this is the
It's not going to take that long.
Because this is the communist regime's fear. They are vampires.
They're delusional.
They're delusional. It's like a madman.
Completely delusional.
It's like rats on a sinking ship. They will do nothing but the closer to their elimination, the closer to their complete destruction, the more vicious, the more venomous, the more deceptive, the more outrageous they will be. And people were like, are you kidding me? What's going on? But people still eat it up. People still like, oh, this has got nothing to do with China. This is a hoax. This is going on. What are you talking about? I'm seeing all the hospitals in New York and in America. There's no one there. Don't wish for something, because I can tell you right now,
this is not a hoax.
This is not a hoax.
This is a real.
This is real. Not a hoax.
Now, our media, though, is covering for China.
Yes.
And a lot of people are, but they're confusing. I mean, you've been working for decades to save Chinese lives.
Yes.
They're confusing not liking the Communist Party in China with not liking the Chinese. There's a big difference.
Exactly. You nailed it. Exactly. And the thing is that what they're trying to do in America with this Mockingbird media, and with this communist propaganda machine, which is infiltrated into the mainstream media of the United States and other places around the world, Great Britain and other places, is very similar to what they did with Falun Gong, when Falun Gong as a spiritual practice was targeted for eradication by the Chinese regime since 1999, the communist regime not only wanted to destroy Falun Gong practitioners in a physical way, but a psychological way. Okay, so they want to destroy America in a psychological way, not only in a physical way, and not only in a psychological way, but a social and spiritual way as well. Very subtle in terms of visibility, and in its normalization in society, in which it takes place. So they target the liberal university students with socialism. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I'll give you this. They'll crash the economy, or they'll start infiltrating communist ideology or different Marxist studies in different liberal universities to twist the minds of the jilted generation, take them away from the family, confuse the little boys and girls of what's good and what's bad and what's male and what's female, and taking away the guns subtly. So it's an interplay of these factors that lead to genocide, to be such underrepresented in genocide studies today. So what I mean is that people will not even recognize the subtlety of the fabric being destroyed from within. The American Constitution, the American Bill of Rights, the Pledge of Allegiance. Now look, you want to try and fly an American flag, you get kicked out or you get reprimanded. I mean, this is America. I'm an American citizen. I come from a South African born, But I was shocked when I see how an American can't even fly an American flag, how these radical leftists.
They think it's a symbol.
Unbelievable.
For bigotry. They've managed to do that. Yeah.
I mean, how the American forefathers, I mean, I'm sure, Sarah, you've had people in your family. I'm grateful for the American founding fathers and the American veterans who died to protect us. And I hear it a lot in where I travel. From the Europeans, oh, America ain't that great. Excuse me? Who was there when when Nazis were taking over your country and killing your people, a-hole? Where was America?
I think people are confusing the global cabal, who has taken over a lot of our military.
Yeah.
And have used a lot of our big pharma against its own people. We are victims of that as well. And have unleashed some pretty evil things on other countries around the world. That isn't the American. It's this cabal that just cares about making money and will plunder and kill anyone.
Well, absolutely. And to go back to the CCP virus, there was a great interview, and I hopefully you can have him on your show, Sir Dr. Francis Boyle. He drafted the Biological Weapons Act of 1989. He gave a detailed statement admitting that the 2019 Wuhan coronavirus is an offensive biological warfare that the World Health Organization already knows about. And he is a professor of international law.
They do know.
And
they know. Yep. I had a doctor on just this past week that the European Union admitted it in a meeting too, and he has the leaked video of it.
Yes.
They know. I was one of the first shows to come out and say this is a bioweapon. Yes. I had an expert, a world renowned toxicologist, on saying coronaviruses don't behave like this.
Exactly.
It's way too contagious. Exactly. It's every, and then I've had other, every biomarker, it's a bioweapon. But I have one thing that I have to get over mentally. I have people that I respect who like the development that's going on in China to a certain degree. They don't like communism. Now, is it because, in your opinion, is it because the faction that has been taking down communism has been doing some really good things for China? And is it that people are liking?
Exactly. Because there is a faction in China that has had enough and is rising up and will be the new leaders of a new found free China. And that faction is corresponding and working well with the Americans and the American Chinese outside of the world, like Taiwan, in Hong Kong. I mean, look at the Hong Kong protesters when China invaded Hong Kong. And you have great Chinese people and the great faction, exactly, a wonderful faction of Chinese people, courageous Chinese people in China who are working tirelessly to bring about a new change in China once the communist regime collapses. And the communist regime are so scared because now they've lost control. Now, because they've not only shot themselves in the foot and slit their own throats, everyone now hates the communist regime. I've never seen so much backlash against the Chinese
over this.
And so this gives us,
how could you possibly like them now? I know, when I was in China, I was on plane. Where I got the most information was on planes from people, because they would be willing to talk, and I bet it's because nobody could trace them or something. But I had a person that worked in Japan who's he was an engineer, and his family was in China, and he was talking to me. He says the younger people don't like the fact that there's just one party. They're the ones that are rising up and saying, we want more freedom, we want something different.
Yes, absolutely. Even in Vietnam, the communists in Vietnam made a mistake to keep the internet open, because the young generation, I'm 40, so the generation my age and younger hate communism. They don't want communism. They want freedom. They love Western culture. They love American freedom and democracy. They love it. And same in China. They hate the communist regime. There was a time when you couldn't even go to the bathroom uttering anything about the CCP because you would have been washed and you would have been taken out and you would have been killed or sent to labor camp. Now, every single Chinese person hates and despises the communist regime. High-ranking officials are moving their money abroad, are fleeing China, taking their children away because they hate what the Chinese, they know the Chinese Communist Party is imminently on the verge of complete collapse. And yes, that's why they're so scared. That's why they're covering it up. That's why they're doing everything they can to keep and maintain power. But it's not going to last long.
Well, and we have the opposite going on here. We have a bunch of idiots. Our younger people want, they don't understand what they want. I just don't. A younger person realizing that they're bringing in less freedom, when you're young, you just want freedom, right? I just can't understand. They just don't understand what they want. They are using this identity politics against themselves. They're being patsies to bring in something exactly opposite of what they want. And they don't even know what it is that they're asking for.
Well, that is cultural Marxism. All this race baiting, identity politics, political correctness, this is all cultural Marxism. This is they are psyops. They disguise the cultural Marxism that is twisting their minds, especially in the liberal universities. That are manipulating the minds to think that socialism is great, communism is great, China is great, America is the horrible, is the evil, and there's more death and destruction that has been caused by the imperialistic Western powers of America. BS, nonsense. And I would like anyone who wants to argue that to come to communist Vietnam, or especially come to communist North Korea, or go to communist China and stay there for 1 week and do what you think you can do in the free world, hold up your sides, demonize the presidency, have a radio show that it hates the president, hates republics, hates whatever, anything against the government, and see how far it's going to get you. You're going to be taken down. Your bank account's going to be taken off. Your everything with you is going to be completely blacklisted, and you're going to be thrown out of China just like me and have spies after you and monitored and never be allowed going back into China. I'm risking my life in Vietnam under the Vietnamese Communist Party. So I can tell you that these people have no idea what they're talking about. And you can notice when people know what they're talking about, they've walked the walk. These people that spew nonsense and groundless accusations and liberal logic, they have no idea what's going on. These people should think and listen more instead of talking. They should listen more instead of talking. But they don't, Sarah. And there's always going to be trolls. So we've got to just ignore the trolls. We can't help everybody. Can't influence everybody.
I went to China and there was Marxists, there was communists in our group. And they did the hashtag my president for Xi Jinping and all this other crap. And they said that Lenin or, you know, Stalin and Lenin, that was all brainwashing and they weren't that bad. And they think that Americans need to be re-educated.
Absolutely. Like they think that the Falun Gong are a CIA-backed terrorist cult that kill themselves and want to take over the Chinese government. And I asked them, well, if Falun Gong, the spiritual movement, is such a CIA-based cult, then why are the communist regime killing hundreds and thousands for the last 20 years for their organs and selling their organs for the healthiest prices in the world and making massive amounts of money off their organs? And
exactly.
I mean, come on. It's such a lot.
So you want to take away my freedom and everybody's freedom because of that? I mean, it's like, why don't you set up your own little... We all should have right of self-determination. You can set up your own little village or something. But leave me alone. Leave my family. Let us be free. Who are you to dictate to everybody else what they should be doing down to the detail?
You know.
And they were so gross in their personalities. They were just so the nastiest people too. The most loving and caring people weren't them.
No.
It was just so interesting. Okay, well, how do people get hold of you and learn more about what you do?
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm not here to sell anything. I have very little money. I've given 20 years of my life. I mean, it's heavy, heavy lockdown right now. The bottom line is, you know, I leave no name and I seek no reward. I just would like to just get the truth out about Falun Gong particularly. I've spent 20 years of my life practicing this beautiful spiritual movement as a martial arts practitioner before and a yoga enthusiast. And Falun Gong is an amazing spiritual practice, Sarah, and I'm grateful I can share it with you. I can share about the truth about what's going on in China. They're covering up all the lies about the communist, the CCP virus. How people can get hold of me is my Twitter account is truthseeker077. That's my truth. That's my my Twitter. You can go to our website at stoporganharvesting.org. And also, there's if you would like to know more about Falun Gong and the persecution against it, I think there will be a great service to people and awareness, discernment, at falunginfo.net, falunginfo.net. Whether you're Catholic, Christian, atheist, Buddhist, man, woman, who cares? If you want to learn about the truth, learn about something important, and just support people who are being killed and suffering, I mean, do me a favor, just go. There's a really good website called endtransplantabuse.org, where David Kilgore, David Mattis, and Ethan Gutman have investigations, have done the investigations. 52 pieces of evidence have been confirming that this is going on, confirmed allegations of the forced organ harvesting. David Kilgore, David Mattis out of Canada, Ethan Gutman out of America. I brought them on a coalition to Westminster Abbey when I was at an International Tribunal of Natural Justice Child Trafficking Court presenting this. Also, Enver Totti, who is a Chinese surgeon, he bared witness on he was forced to do an organ harvesting on a Uyghur Muslim, who are also being detained in large numbers in China, in Urumqi, in Xinjiang, where most of the Uyghur Muslims are. Read Ethan Gutman's book, The Slaughter. There's also a good website called Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, DAFOH.org. And there's also a movie that is trending right now on YouTube. It has just been released based on this coronavirus outbreak, so people can watch it freely on YouTube. It's called Hard to Believe. Just type it on YouTube, Hard to Believe documentary. It's about 54 minutes, and it goes through why Falun Gong has been persecuted, how evil the communist regime is, and a great documentary. And one more thing, as I repeated before, the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, www.9commentaries.com. And I think they will cover it. Anyone who wants to donate to me, Sarah, I have a PayPal. I don't know if you would want me to give that out. But
absolutely, go ahead.
Okay, my PayPal would surely help me. I use the money is for food and for rent. I mean, that's all I have. I mean, I got a little one bedroom apartment, but I do everything I can to survive. My PayPal account is Mitchell Mitchell.Gerber @yahoo.com. Mitchell.Gerber@yahoo.com. That's my PayPal. And all the links I've given to you. And thanks. I appreciate it, Sarah, for allowing me to come on with you.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your dedication to mankind.
Thank you. And God bless you and being such a hero in humanity as well. I mean, you are an amazing soul and spirit and vibration. And I'm grateful that the world has you to do its work where nobody has and nobody does. Well, and very few people have. And you're a courageous person yourself, and I'm honored to be on your show always, Sarah, and I hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye.